relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
General Secretary Gorbachev, if you seek peace, if you seek prosperity for the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, if you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
A speech the permanent bureaucracy tried seven times to change before it was delivered. President Reagan having to write by hand that line back in the speech in the Beast as he was going to the Brandenburg Gate. A speech that truly changed history. After 40 years of a Europe divided, less than a year and a half after those words were spoken at the Berlin Wall, the people, the captive individuals of East Germany dismantled that symbol of communism by hand with pickaxes and chisels. I remember it well, my parents having escaped from communism, and it is a moment we thought we were victorious. Democracy won over Marxism. But that conclusion was drawn far too quickly. Today, Marxism is back in a new guise, and that is why I am so very excited for this one-on-one. On the day of its release, the brand new book, Next Gen Marxism, co-authored by Katie Gorka and Mike Gonzalez. Don't lie off while I'm introducing you, Katie Gorka. How dare you? My colleague in the Trump administration rising to press secretary for Customs and Border Protection. Katie, Mike, welcome to America First One-on-One.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
Great to be here.
Big day, big day. I heard you didn't sleep all night. What was the problem?
I slept like a baby.
Too nervous about coming on my show?
Kept waking up every 3 hours.
All right. Hopefully your diaper wasn't full of something. Katie, you start your description of this phenomena, this next-gen Marxism that is so racking the fabric of the American Republic, with this fascinating story written in all places in the New York Times as we were witnessing the collapse of communism. Let's start there with this incredibly prescient article.
So first of all, I really have to give Mike credit because he's the one that found the article. And it was one of the most interesting things to me in the course of doing the research for the book. So, you know, I was very focused on Central and Eastern Europe. That's how you and I met. I started traveling over there after the Berlin Wall fell. And, you know, all of us who understood the threat of communism and Marxism, our eyes were on Eastern Europe in 1989. Our eyes were on China and on the Soviet Union. And except for China, we thought that we had won the war, right? We thought the Cold War was over, Marxism dead and gone. But the incredible article that Mike found was from a journalist named Felicity Berenger, who had been the Moscow bureau chief for the New York Times. So she knew what she was talking about. At the time she wrote it, she was back in the US. But she wrote in 1989, that the moment had arrived when Marxism had gone mainstream and found wide-scale acceptance in American universities. And, you know, what Mike and I concluded is that one of the reasons that this insidious movement has been able to get as far as it did is exactly because those of us who understood the threat had our eyes focused elsewhere. We simply weren't looking. And I think that her, you know, that was a real, you know, mic drop of a moment where she announced this. But I think it kind of fell flat. I don't think anybody really paid attention to it.
Yeah, we didn't realize it until we have the president of Harvard University saying, well, genocide of the Jews, that's a contextual thing. Mike, everybody needs to get the book. It is out today, thanks to the great one, Mark Levin. It has skyrocketed through the charts. Get it now. Go to Amazon, Next Gen Marxism, what it is and how to combat it. Let's dig a little bit deeper on this phenomenon. So you found this article written as the Berlin Wall collapses. Was there a conscious effort by those in the West, in America, to say, okay, this is the moment, we keep embedding it, we keep penetrating the institutions of culture? Was it accidental? Were these really the descendants of the Frankfurt School? Talk to us about the side that became the Next Gen Marxist. How deliberate was it?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I would say very deliberate. I must say that as you and Seb were in Eastern Europe, guess where I was at that point? I was in Hong Kong. In my first stint there as a journalist, I lived there four times, and I covered the marches, the Tiananmen Square marches, and it was also 89 when we all thought communism in China was also going to crumble because of Tiananmen Square. Even after Deng Xiaoping orders the massacre, we think that this is one of the dying spasms of communism. I don't cry a lot. I cried that day when those kids were massacred. So all of us were thinking that was going to happen. Barringer, as you very well put it, says one thing she says in her article: it's not in the departments of economics that the Marxists are making inroads. It's not in the hard science. It's in the humanities. She is incredibly clairvoyant. She's a good reporter. She says it's in the humanities, and that tells us what is happening.
Why is that so important? Because Marxism is an economic theory.
Exactly. And these were cultural Marxists who had abandoned economic determinism. They had abandoned the worker as the locus of revolution. They had abandoned, in fact, they had abandoned the need for revolution. As Katie and I say, they don't mind revolution. They're opportunists. If revolution comes, and I think we saw a bit of this in 2020 when we had 600 riots and revolt in our streets, and you experienced this, Seb. You were accosted in the streets of Washington, you as well. But it's they realize at this point these are kids. These are no longer kids. They were kids in the 60s when they begin to read Gramsci, when they begin to be... Don't forget that Antonio Gramsci.
We'll talk about Gramsci and everybody else.
But he's translated for the first time in 1970 into English.
By Buttigieg's father.
If he's not the first one to translate him, because the first translation was in the New Left, a British journal, in 1970. But Joe Buttigieg absolutely is one of the most eminent translators. He's translating him in the early 70s. He's the best translator anyway, if not the first. Might have been the first. So it's the cultural Marxists who have gone through an evolution. They're the ones taking over the institutions. They begin in the faculties of laws and the humanities.
But is there evidence, because what I'm curious, is there evidence in 89, 90, early 90s where they say, oh, whoops, it failed in Eastern Europe, therefore we have to redouble our efforts to penetrate the cultural institutions? Do you see some kind of redoubling of efforts?
Yeah, in fact, Barringer in her article talks a little bit about that and quotes a couple of professors. I would say it happened earlier. It happened in Hungary. It happened in 56 when they begin to, in Khrushchev himself in 56, did I say 86? No, 56 for Hungary. Yeah. And Khrushchev himself says Stalin wasn't always right. And then he begins to criticize Stalin, and many people begin
the 20th Congress.
Yes, and many people begin to turn away from Stalinism. The new left of the 60s was no longer so enamored with Soviet Marxism. They were still Marxists. They still embraced many of the... And today, the next-gen Marxists that Katie and I talk about... by the way, I couldn't have asked for a better co-author. She and I worked very well together.
Well, it's nice to have her back after the year that you took her from. Thank you kindly.
Sorry about that. But it begins to evolve before that, too. But definitely by the 80s, the cultural Marxists, They haven't. They begin then to add the other elements that makes them into what Kitty and I would call next-gen Marxism.
All right, a wonderful term. I love that, next-gen Marxism. The book is out today. Order it right now. God bless Mark Levin for promoting it. You need it as well. Next-gen Marxism, what it is and how to combat it, by my muse, Katie Gorka and Mike Gonzalez of the Heritage Foundation. You can follow them at Gorka Katie. She does that weird Hungarian thing. It's reversed. And he, I have no idea, is at Gundi Salvus on Twitter. G-U-N-D-I-S-A-L-V-U-S. I just can't wait for the rest of this hour. But if 3 hours a day with me simply isn't enough, join Katie and me to discuss so many things about how we're going to wrest back the Republic from those who are trying to destroy it as we speak on our Patriots Alaska cruise this July 4th weekend. June 29th to July 6th, we will be sailing the waterways of the most beautiful state of the Republic. Check out the amazing itinerary at sevgorka.com. I'm especially talking to all of you who missed our incredible trip to the Holy Land over a year ago. We took 350 of you. It was an incredible experience. Already, the same number have booked for this trip. Don't miss your opportunity. Check out the cabins, check out the itinerary, and the beautiful Eurodame five-star liner we will be traveling on at S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. If you want to beat the next-gen Marxists, if you want to have your country back, if you want to have national sovereignty, prosperity, and security, fly the flag that says it all. I stand with 45, Trump 2024. Get yours today at sebgorkastore.com with all of my books, sebgorkastore.com. And you can support the president directly at donaldjtrump.com. We'll be back after these messages. Greetings, this is Dr. Sebastian Gorka from the Midas Gold Group War Room. The MAGA veterans at Midas point out that the Federal Reserve note does not belong to you. It belongs to the Federal Reserve Bank. While the federal debt doesn't belong to the Federal Reserve Bank, it belongs to you. This is your wake-up call to what the Midas Gold Group veterans believe the central bank and government are trying to do. A controlled demolition of our current system with a central bank digital currency to take complete and utter control of our transactional freedoms. A literal digital concentration camp replete with social sanctions. Protect yourself. Turn this wake-up call into a phone call and look into the opportunities that gold can provide you as a way to diversify your investments. Call veteran-owned Midas Gold Group today, 855-322-GOLD, or go to MidasGoldGroup.com. That's 855-322-GOLD, or just go to MidasGoldGroup.com. Always faithful, Midas Gold Group, MAGA, and proud of it.
Actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists. We are super versed on sort of ideological theories.
They're proud of their heritage. They call themselves trained Marxists, ideologues of the ideology that killed 100 million people in just the last century. That's Patrice Colores, one of the founders, one of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter. We are celebrating the release today of the book Next Gen Marxism, co-authored by my wife, Katie Gorka, and the Heritage Foundation's Mike Gonzalez. Get it now if you want to understand who is dismantling America. Now, you, I, Mike, I think we debated for months what these people really are in terms of the best label. And I remember when we moved here from Europe, Katie, that when I met Americans who said, the commies are here, I'd laugh at them and say, don't talk to me about communists in America. Let me tell you about what my dad suffered in a political prison, tortured by the secret police. I don't laugh at them anymore. When I look at, you know, AOC, the squad, transgender, what happened on Easter Sunday, they're here. Will you make the case as to why you chose the phrase next-gen Marxism and why these are, in fact, Marxists and nobody should be afraid from labeling them so?
Yeah, so I think this is incredibly important, and it is something that we all debated a lot. You know, some people might say, wow, that's, you know, aren't you exaggerating to say that they're Marxists? Well, you saw, first of all, we're not. They say that they're Marxists, right? And it's really important to recognize that. And there are plenty of professors across the university who proudly carry the Marxist banner. I think it's really important. You know, unfortunately, we are not sufficiently being taught what Marxism is with a critical eye, right? It's being pushed. It's not being taught critically. And that's why I think the book is so important. People have to understand, what is it that's essential about Marxism and unique to Marxism? And it is the fact that he sees the world divided into two antithetical camps that cannot be reconciled. For him, it was the bourgeoisie and the proletariat, but he more generally said the oppressor and the oppressed. Well, those, you know, who fills out those categories has changed, right? Now it's
because it's not the factory workers today,
no,
and the capitalist factory owners.
Right. So today it's kind of white people of privilege, and you know, let's throw in some Asians and Jewish people in there as well, right? We're the privileged, and then you've got what, anybody of color, of any kind of different sexual orientation, anybody with a different ethnicity,
illegal immigrants,
right? So now they're saying these are the two warring factions. And what I find so disturbing about it and so fundamentally un-American is that they say we cannot work together as Americans to solve our problems, but we're going to have to fight it out until one side wins and the other side loses.
With this code word equity, you actually punish those who are labeled as the oppressor. You bring them down because they are the victimizers. Mike, you wrote a seminal work, perhaps the most important work on Black Lives Matter. Explain how BLM fits into all of this, how this is the new, or one of the new faces of next-gen Marxism.
So they are unabashed Marxists, and they are completely, I'm talking about the architects of Black Lives Matter. They were recruited, and that's the word that their recruiters used, into Marxist preparatories, such as Eric Mann's Labor Community Strategy Center, or Harmony Goldberg's School of Unity and Liberation, and they are trained.
And Eric Mann is not black.
Right. By the way, let me just say these categories are very malleable, very, very malleable.
Of oppressor and oppressed.
Yeah, they it's just oppressor and oppressor, and they will add, you know, one day, now white women have moved into the oppressor class. They're called Karens, and they're being depicted, derided. They sometimes, now some Asians are in. Used to be that Asians were, Asian Americans, that is, were in the oppressed category. A book came out last year titled Cuban Privilege.
And if you're a white trans woman, you're right, definitely in the oppressed class, right?
Right, right.
If you're a man pretending to be a woman, it doesn't matter if you're white.
Right, right.
You're a victim.
So what matters is oppressor and oppressor.
Yes.
And we will fill in these boxes as we need.
As we need.
As for BLM, the question that you asked, they are the revolutionary street level troops of this, because as Marxism changes, it becomes cultural in the 20s and 30s. Gramsci said, well, maybe revolution is not necessary or what is needed in Western Europe and North America. We need to infiltrate and indoctrinate first. But they remain opportunists. If there's a need for revolution, if revolution happens and that will knock out the regime, then they're good for it. That's fine.
Yeah.
So I think
as environment requires.
Right. I think that's what we saw in 2020. They thought they were going to really, you know, Marx's famous phrase, they were going to reorder society as it existed.
Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing here because I'm trying to remember the actual Marxist phrase, which is very similar to that.
But it's very redolent also of what George Kennan wrote in his original Long Telegram, the classified one, when he was asked to explain the Communist Party and Joseph Stalin. And he writes in the Telegram that became the declassified sources of Soviet conduct, America and Washington needs to understand that for the Communist Party, truth is that which serves the party.
Right.
That's why everything is plastic. I mean, a man can be a woman can be a man, the sky can be red. It doesn't matter. Whatever we need to maintain or acquire power can become the truth.
But Kennan, yes, and Kennan is writing about the party. That actually is a feature of Marxism.
Yes.
And they don't believe in objective truth.
Right.
You, the three of us in your audience believes there's such a thing as objective truth.
Right.
They don't believe that man can be trusted to make sense of the natural world through his five senses. Let me just say on the issue of whether they're Marxists or not.
30 seconds.
There's three layers here. There are the unabashed Marxists, BLM. They are the people who quote Gramsci, who are very much influenced by them. That's everybody in the critical race theory world, Kimberlé Crenshaw. And then there's the third group that are influenced by these ideas without having really ever heard the names Antonio Gramsci or having read Marx, just the same way that we quote Shakespeare constantly without knowing that we're quoting Shakespeare.
Very good. We'll talk about Gramsci next and also Alinsky. We're talking to my wife, Katie Gorka, co-author with the Heritage Foundation's Mike Gonzalez of the book published today, Next Gen Marxism, What It Is and How to Combat It. Make sure if you enjoy the deep dive with incredible guests such as we have today, never miss any of our long-form interviews. Subscribe to the podcast on whichever platform you prefer. Put in my name, Sebastian Gorka, on Spotify, Salem, Apple, Stitcher. Leave us a 5-star review. Share the links with your friends. And then don't forget to follow us on social media. I am everywhere that matters. Just punch in Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka on True Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can watch us by downloading the Salem News Channel app or on your Roku, your Fire Stick, or your Samsung Plus device. And for unique content written by me and direct access to me, go to my Substack, SebastianGorka.substack.com. That's my whole name. There's one word. I know it's a little weird. SebastianGorka.substack.com. We'll be back with Katie and Mike. Don't touch that dial. How do you feel? I feel great. And one of the reasons I believe I feel better is because I take Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Balance of Nature receives over 1,000 success stories every single month from hundreds of thousands of customers who've purchased billions of capsules of their fruits and vegetables over the past 20 years. You should check it all out on their website. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. If you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely try Balance of Nature today. Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use the promo code GORKA to get this special offer of 35% off. Call them on 800-2468-751 and use discount code GORKA, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code GORKA to get 35% off.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
You should listen to that guy. What a great liner. Thank you, Alex. That's the 45th, and God willing, if we do our part, the 47th President of the United States. You're listening to America First One-on-One. If you enjoy what we do for you here, as much as we love providing the show for you 3 hours every single day, please support those who make it possible. This is an NPR. We don't get $500 million of your taxpayer money every year. This is a free market enterprise. Support those who make it possible. Great patriots, friends of the president, like Mike Lindell. Yes, he is the inventor of the MyPillow, the pillow that never gets soft, never loses shape, of which he has sold 81 million because it simply is that good. Yes, they are that good, Katie, by the way. But he also has hundreds, literally hundreds of items on his website made by Americans in America. Don't buy that Chinese tat on Amazon. Go right now to MyPillow.com. Use my name for up to 2/3 off and free shipping. You will not get that deal anywhere else. And how about talking to a real human being? How refreshing. Call them 800-829-8468 or go to MyPillow.com. That number, write it down right now. Buy American. If we all bought American, wow, how things would change. 800-829-8468, mypillow.com, promo code GORKA. Okay, two names that keep popping up as we discuss next-gen Marxism are Gramsci, Antonio Gramsci, this Italian communist, and Saul Alinsky. Will you explain, Mike, the significance of Gramsci and what he realized? And then, Katie, you'll translate it into what happened here in America under Alinsky. So what's Gramsci's big contribution, Mike?
So it cannot be overstated. We live in the Gramscian age, just like before communism went through its Maoist, Stalinist, and Leninist age. This is the Gramscian age. He lived through the Bianarosso. He was the Italian revolt in 1920, when they tried to establish, Marxist ideologues tried to establish an Italian Soviet. They fail, and he begins to ask hard-probing questions. Why did the revolution fail? And he comes up with the ideas. He's doing this while the German Marxists are doing a very similar thing in Germany.
But he wants to know why the revolution failed.
Why Marx had proved to be so wrong, and that Marx had called for constant revolutions, and none had existed between 1848 and 1917. Why, when it came, it did not come in an industrial country, it came in a backward part of Europe, Russia. So Marx calls for the abolition of the family, the nation state, God, and private property, in the worker. Gramsci says, just actually likes all these four things. You know, he wants to keep.
He doesn't want a revolution.
He doesn't want to get rid of the existing world order.
Right.
Marx had never met a worker. He was the original limousine Marxist.
Yeah.
He stayed at the library in London doing research.
Well, and he was paid for by Engels his whole life.
Who was a multi
capitalist?
Capitalist. Right. Who was his sugar daddy? So Gramsci begins to do some serious thinking. He says he's one of the first ones to say, look, we need to infiltrate the institutions, and we need to indoctrinate the people.
So is it fair to say he's the first cultural Marxist?
He probably is the granddaddy of them all.
He says take over the system from the inside.
Yes, he does.
Okay.
And then Stalin doesn't like him. He doesn't really get translated. He dies in 1937. And then he's revived in the 1960s.
Right, so let's talk about that, Katie. We have these Frankfurt School established here in the U.S. by people who mostly escape Europe and Germany, Jewish intellectuals. And then along comes a guy who's not really an intellectual of the Frankfurt School, but some have called him the Saint Paul of modern communists. Who is Saul Alinsky, and why is his rules for... You examined him deeply. Why is his practical approach so essential to understanding how we got here today?
So I think he's so important because, in a sense, he translated European and Russian Marxist organizing for America. So he was always kind of in business with the Marxists and aligned with the communists. Was he a card-carrying communist himself? Not so sure. But he was really focused on fighting for people in, like, slum conditions in Chicago. And he took the lessons, and this is kind of an ongoing debate between Mike and I, because I would say that it was actually Lenin who sort of really first got the idea. Not that you have to change the culture, but that there is a component to a successful revolution, which is you have to make people feel aggrieved. You have to make people feel that they've been victimized. That's what Lenin understood. You have to organize, and you have to make people feel that they're being badly treated.
You have to be a grievance monger.
Yes, absolutely.
And then what does Alinsky bring to the
table?
And then
Gramsci turns that into a whole much more elaborate thing. Alinsky translates that for the United States, and he understands that if we can organize these people, if we can help them feel how badly treated they are, they can gain power, and they can, achieve more, get things that they want, right? The whole key for him was to get power.
Right.
And he wrote the rules that got picked up by so many others.
Okay. We're talking to Katie. Hang on, Mike. We'll get back to you in a moment. Hold that thought. Katie Gorka and Mike Gonzalez, co-authors of the brand new book released today, Next Gen Marxism. We're coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. The latest product, of which my wife and I have been guinea pigs for 6 months, is Relief Factor Sleep. You've got to eat right. You've got to exercise. But if you don't get a good night's sleep with regularity, you will suffer both mentally and bodily. bodily. If you've had it with those over-the-counter products that leave you drowsy in the morning, this natural relief factor sleep is the right solution for you. Katie takes it, and my gosh, she sleeps till 7 in the morning. That's unheard of! She's going to tell you just how good it is in a moment. Check it out for yourself, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com/sleep. It's one of the most important things you can do for yourself. Try it out today. You won't regret it, and you won't wake up drowsy. You'll get a good night's sleep, and you'll be ready to roll. 1-800-473-5433, relieffactor.com/sleep. Check it out today. Did you know that 84% of New Year's resolutions fail in the first 6 weeks? That's got me thinking about PhD weight loss and nutrition and why it was a success for me. Why I haven't gained 1 pound of my 42-pound weight loss back. Why Jeff, my producer, decided to start the program. Most people blame their failure on a lack of time, motivation, and a loss of zeal. PhD makes it simple. It doesn't take a lot of extra time. They are masters of motivation. You have a team of coaches by your side the whole time, and you don't lose your zeal because every week you make great strides, so you stay excited. Do something different this year and call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, 864-644-1900. To get started, or online at myphdweightloss.com. Don't do this alone. The number, 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com.
Dr. G is ready for anything on America First.
It's not quite the early Christmas present I expected 2 years ago on my doorstep, a little FedEx envelope just before Christmas from my cell phone provider saying that they were going to surrender to Nancy Pelosi's illegal January 6th committee and provide them my cell phone data, my wife's cell phone data, and the cell phone data of my children. That's when I said, I've had it with you individuals, and I cut the cord and I switched to the only Christian concerted cell phone company in America. It's Patriot Mobile. Your data is safe with them because, unlike the big cell phone companies, they're on your side. They don't give millions of dollars every year to things like Planned Parenthood and gun control organizations. Switch today. Keep your old number, keep your old phone, or get an upgrade. Switch to a company that has the same nationwide coverage, free activation with my name, but they're on your side. It's so easy. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/Gawker. Extra discounts for veterans and first responders. This company donates millions of dollars to causes you believe in. The First Amendment, the sanctity of life, and freedom of speech. Don't fund your enemies with every call you make and every text you send. That's insanity. Call 972-728-728. 7468, patriotmobile.com/GORKA. I say this every day on the show, and I need you to actually now, if I had a Bible, I'd put your hand on it. Relief Factor Sleep. I mean, we have, like, our circadian clocks haven't been right for since we met almost 30 years ago. I go to sleep late. You go to sleep by the time the sun's down. You wake up with the birds before the sun rises. I'm not a morning person. Say a word about Relief Factor Sleep, KD.
Okay, I will say, if I don't take it, I'm up at 4. And I love that time with the dogs, but I'd rather be asleep in bed. So when I take Relief Factor, I actually sleep till 6, even 7 o'clock in the morning. I tell you what, I am a much happier camper.
You're not the only one who's happy. All right, guys, I just wanted to get her on record, relieffactor.com/sleep. Okay, where were we? We were talking about Alinsky. We were talking about Marcuse. We only have so little time left, and I knew this would happen, but we have to get you back. The book is Next Gen Marxism. It's out today. The great one, Mark Levin, has promoted it. You know it's good. Who else is? Oh, yeah. How about Chris Rufo, Congressman Jim Bax, a guy called Kevin Roberts that you may have heard of, president of the Heritage Foundation, and the great Andrew Klavan all have endorsed it. You have a massive chapter in here, and I just want to spend a few minutes on this. Chapter 7, Sexualizing Children and the Attack on the Family. Katie, why is the transgender movement and the reading of pedophilic pornographic material in public schools all part and parcel of next-gen Marxism?
Well, so I think this is one of the other really interesting things we discovered in doing the research for the book was just the degree to which sexual deviance has been an element of pretty much every utopian thinker. So it was not just Karl Marx, although...
But look, we're talking about characteristics. I mean, these people were perverts.
They all were, yes.
Right.
Oh, they were terrible.
Give us some examples.
I mean, well, they were all Flanders. You know, Marx had a wife in his house, but he was also having sex with the housemaid. He took terrible care of his children. Two of his children committed suicide. I mean, he was a heinous individual. But there were others, and all of them uniformly wanted to get rid of the family. And they wanted to get rid of monogamy. And what's so interesting, if you really look at their lives, it becomes pretty clear, I think, that their ideologies got built up around their sexual proclivities.
Yeah.
You know, and this continues. I mean, they're just, you know, and it's an endless parade of perverts, right?
We had Rich Miniter on the show on the one-on-one yesterday, and he recounted the story with Andrew Breitbart, who was going to send a team to cover the Occupy Wall Street loonies. And he told Breitbart, Rich did, ask every single one of those people down there one question. What do they think about their father? And you will get a very similar answer from all of them. Mike, why is that, whether it's Mao or whether it's Black Lives Matter, why is the family always a target of these people?
Very simple. It's the most basic institution of civil society. You get rid of that, you begin to unravel society. And Marx, by the way, you just talk about daddy issues. Marx was the daddy of daddy issues. He just couldn't get along with his father at all. Yeah. His mother hated him. He kept asking his mother for money. His mother kept writing letters saying, for a guy who writes so much about capital, why don't you try making some? You know, this is in a letter. And in the manifesto, he puts in, abolish the family. Abolish the family, George. So
it's not just BLM that invented that.
No, but so even though this is deeply embedded in cultural Marxism and in Marxism, the use of queer theory to queer something, by the way, now is to destroy it. To queer society is a verb now. It means to undermine society from within.
When James Lindsay wrote his first book on critical theory, he had a little subsection on queer theory. And I told him, this is the heart of the matter.
Right.
He's just released his book on queer theory, because queer theory isn't about homosexuality. Yeah. It's about saying there is no truth and we want to destroy everything,
well,
right?
Yeah,
it's just explicit.
There's no truth. And in fact, it is in queer theory that you get the no truth angle in its essence, because they're saying to us there are no two sexes.
Yeah.
Something that we intuitively know. We don't need to read books to know there are two sexes. And they try to deny reality and force us to affirm that irreality. And if we don't do that, as you saw, Scotland just passed a law.
Yes.
J.K. Rowling very courageously is saying, I'm coming back to Scotland. If you put me in prison, so be it.
J.K. Rowling has been an absolute warrior princess.
Please, and the Scottish police just said, we're not going to arrest you. So George Lukács does it in Hungary in 1919. Marcuse writes about it in Eros and Civilization, which he says we have to use the very powerful sexual urge to destroy society from within. But I think the use of queer theory is one of the elements that makes, when added to cultural Marxism, creates next-gen Marxism. That's what it was.
All right. Gundy Salvas is the Twitter handle for Mike Gonzalez. That's GUNDSIALVUS. Katie Gorka is a tad easier. It's Gorka, Katie, a la Roman Empire. Follow them both, but after you do that, make sure you get the book out today. We want it to run out on Amazon. That is our goal today. Next Gen Marxism, what it is and how to combat it. And if you appreciate Mike's and Katie work there as well, the importance of the Heritage Foundation, which truly is the conservative mothership. Every single one of our 3.5 million listeners should be members today. Under the great Kevin Roberts, it is an organization that is taking on the next gen Marxists. That's heritage.org, heritage.org. We are coming to you from the relieffactor.com studios, just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous, noisome, ghastly swamp that is Washington, D.C. Relief Factor. It's real. It works. How did I know that? Because I had a low back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free as of January, 5 years later. But it's not just me. It's people like Gary from California. This is Gary's story. I cannot thank you enough. I'm 62 years old and have just started taking Relief Factor. I have never felt better and will recommend it to all my baby boomer friends. That should be your story. Find out today. It's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your home in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. Like it works for me, Gary, and over a million of your fellow Americans. Call now. 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com. That's 1-800-473-5433. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. After he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheets. They are the best sheets you will ever sleep on. For a limited time, you'll get a queen-size set for $59.98, king-size for $69.98, the lowest prices in history. Mike and the My Pillow Company continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media. They appreciate all of your great support during these times and want to thank you by giving you the best specials on all their products. To get those specials, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468, promo code G-O-R-K-A. You get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size $59.98 and king size for $69.98. You'll also get 60% off the original My Slippers. So call 800-829-8468 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A.
Gorka, did I see the Gorka man? Yes, yeah, stand up, Gorka. Quick, get up. How good is he? Sebastian? Seb. They call him Seb. I call him Sebastian.
America first.
Can't wait to see him. That's my old boss. We'll be going to Mar-a-Lago on Thursday for an amazing event by Tom Homan. Let's get that man back in the White House. Support him. Fly the flag that says it all. I stand with 45. It's at SebGorkaStore.com. You made another T-shirt number one. It is the Dementia Joe Has Got to Go. I just found out today. You can get yours at SebGorkaStore.com. The most important thing, I think, on the website is just a T-shirt with a photograph of a beautiful 22-year-old girl who was recently slaughtered by an illegal alien led into America by Biden. And all it says is, say her name, Laken Riley. Get yours and so much more at SebGorkaStore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, SebGorkaStore.com. We're back with Katie Gorka and Mike Gonzalez, authors of the new book, Next Gen Marxism. Katie, for you, a quick question. A couple of years ago, you decided to run for local office because of the transgender story hour, drag queen story hour at the local library. You're now running for Fairfax County GOP chair this Saturday at the convention. Is the transgender aspect of Next Gen Marxism, do you think this is going to be the biggest red pill for tens of millions of Americans who aren't political and just say, this is crazy?
Absolutely. And I think you only have to look at the reaction to the Biden's declaration of Sunday being Transgender Visibility Day. And here in our own beloved Fairfax County, our supervisors decided also to declare Sunday Transgender Visibility Day. And I want to tell you, the emails are flying. People are upset by this. And yes, I think it is what's going to push people just one step too far.
Educate yourselves, guys. The book is Next Gen Marxism. Mike, last question for you. You've been living and working in the swamp for many a year now. How well do the politicians on Capitol Hill, who have an R after their name, understand that what we are facing is Marxism?
Very few. Very, very few, unfortunately. And let's not forget, we're dealing in issues of race and sex, and they'd rather not deal with any of this. So
they want to run from the quote-unquote cultural issues, the social issues.
Yeah, I think there's a few exceptions. Jim Banks obviously endorsed my book. There are a few others, you know.
But a handful.
A handful. And I'm sorry to say that, but it's not always profiles in courage.
Yeah. Well, God bless you both for doing this. Such an incredibly needed book. I'm happy to have my wife back, although the GOP might steal her as well if things go the right way this Saturday. The book is out today next-gen Marxism, how it is and what it is and how to combat it. Go to Amazon.com right now and order yours so you understand the enemy and what it's going to take to defeat them, because that is the last chapter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This has been America First, a very special episode of One on One. Make sure you never miss any of them. Subscribe on the podcast platform of your choice. Leave us a 5-star review. Share the links with your friends. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
God bless you all. Enjoy the day. And I'm coming down to do that Easter egg roll in just a minute. Thank you all so very, very much. Thanks, everybody. And by the way, say hello to Oyster Bunnies. Come on up, bunnies. Get up here so they can see you.
Oyster Bunnies? He said it like 4 times. What is an oyster bunny? Is that... Eric, have you heard the phrase oyster bunny?
I have not. It sounds like the kind of creature you would find in an episode of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Either that or Call of Cthulhu, some dread eldritch spirit that brings forth the killer oyster bunnies. Welcome, dear friends. We just had to open the show with that. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We have a rollicking 3 hours ahead for you today. Today is the release. I'm so proud of her, especially since I finally get her back, at least for the next 4 days until the GOP convention in Fairfax. This book, Next Gen Marxism, released today. Next Gen Marxism, What It Is and How to Combat It, by somebody you may have heard of, Katie Gorka, and her former Heritage colleague, the great Mike Gonzalez. They've been working on this for over a year now. Incredible, incredible feat. Understanding why the transgender, open border, America-hating left in America today is based upon Marxism. We will have an event tomorrow morning at Heritage. A huge amount of people are going to watch it live. I'll be hosting that event at the Conservative Mothership. Third hour today, Katie and Mike in studio to explain why this book is essential for you if you want to save America. Out today, Mark Levin interviewed Mike for half an hour on Saturday. It has shot up the charts, number one in communism and democracy at Amazon. At Amazon! So stay tuned for the whole 3 hours today. And while you're waiting, go right now online and get your copy of Next Gen Marxism. Okay. We're going to have Lord Black, Greg Jarrett with us as well. Super excited. And the superb John Solomon as well. The blowback from the Easter Sunday Transgender Day of Visibility proclamation by Joe Biden is not abating. So much so that, what is it Chris Plant calls her? Cringe. Corinne Jean-Pierre had to get to the podium and say, oh no, not the droids you're looking for. Absolute fake news. Cut nine.
And I do want to say a couple of things because I think it's important here. As you just stated in your questions, what we've been hearing out there, a lot of misinformation done on purpose. And as a Christian who celebrates Easter with family, President Biden stands for bringing people together and upholding the dignity and freedoms of every American. Now, sadly, and it's not surprising, right? It is actually unsurprising that politicians are seeking to divide and weaken our country with cruel, hateful, and dishonest rhetoric. It is dishonest what we have heard the past 24 hours. It is untrue what we heard over the weekend.
That's where, hey, Alex, were you here yesterday?
Yes, sir.
You were. And the first part of the show, I read something from the White House website. It was the proclamation signed by Biden.
That is correct.
That actually, you heard me do that, right?
Yes, sir.
And then you've been around in America for the last couple of years, I presume?
Yes, sir.
And when she says that Biden respects the dignity of everyone and wants to unite all Americans, she's talking about the same Biden who stood in front of Liberty Hall and called 74 million Americans a threat to democracy and a domestic terrorist threat, right?
Yes, sir.
Are you as confused as I am?
I'm very confused.
Well, welcome to the bizarre world that is the Bidens. But it's okay. We've got Joy Reid, the famous homophobe. Eric, have we seen the results of that FBI investigation onto the homophobic bigoted statements on her blog site?
I think it's been, what, like 10 years now? Still nothing.
What?
Still nothing.
But she said she was hacked and that she didn't write those homophobic slurs.
I know there's a thing called government incompetence, but this is insane.
But they managed to track down people from January the 6th with their mobile phones. They can't find the bigots who somehow inserted themselves onto her blog? I'm confused.
The only other thing I can think of is maybe, stay with me here, Joy Reid could be lying.
You mean that she is a homophobe?
Yes.
Ooh. Well, it would go with that rather Hitler Youth haircut. It's really weird. Why does she have a blonde Hitler Youth, jawohl, mein Herr haircut? It's very creepy, especially for a black woman, because you have to go really to certain extremes to have a blonde fringe if you're a black. I'm sorry I keep bugging you guys, and I know you got work to do, but Eric, isn't that cultural appropriation for a black woman to have a blonde fringe?
It's absolutely. It's literal cultural appropriation of Nazi culture, of all things.
How outrageous. How dare she? Well, let's listen to this woman who's explained, because she's an expert on Christianity, how much of a non-Christian my former boss, President Trump, is. Here is the famed homophobe, bigot, and Hitler Youth wannabe, Joy Reid. Cut five.
But it is fitting that Trump would make the Easter holiday all about him. He has perverted his own persecution complex over, well, everything, into a full-blown Messiah narrative where he himself is Jesus. One post linked to Washington Examiner op-ed titled The Crucifixion of Donald Trump. Another was a link to the right-wing conspiracy site Gateway Pundit that proclaimed him the chosen one, sent and blessed by God. Now, we all know that Donald Trump has probably never so much as cracked a Bible to know anything about the real Jesus, whose Sermon on the Mount advocated tenets like turning the other cheek and loving one's enemies. Because Trump is the kind of Messiah who gets his followers to violate the first commandment about having no other gods before God.
What's your God, Joey Reid? And love thy neighbor? Because what is she on? What channel is she on, Eric? What is Joy Reid?
That is MSDNC. Sorry, MSNBC.
They're very nice to their fellow Americans, right? Especially if you're a Trump voter.
Oh, yeah. Especially, you know, Republicans that they try to hire and then fire just a few days later.
And what about Super Tuesday when, wasn't it Joy Reid and Rachel Maddow and that Jen Psaki person who laughed at the residents of Virginia who were concerned about the open border? I'm curious. Is loving your neighbor best done by ridiculing them? Alex, should you laugh at your neighbor if you want to love them?
No.
This is a really confusing day for me, guys.
I don't feel loved by Joy Reid.
Well, I'm glad you're not a homosexual, because in that case, she'd really hate you, because you know what she said on her blog site. We should put those statements up on our show. Okay, guys, thank you. Sorry I bugged you. I should be doing monologues instead, but I just got to react to that. They're lecturing you on what a good Christian is. And yeah, he is being crucified, because I would say 730 years in prison. Yeah, we know what that is. And they don't love you. They hate you. If you're a working class American, if you're one of the cops that went to that funeral service this weekend for Officer Diller, they detest you. If you're a small business owner who just wanted to keep open under COVID, they hate your guts. And if you believe in America, you're just scum to them. Weird, I'm in such a good mood. Maybe because Katie's going to be on the show. All right, guys, if you love The Deep Dive with very special guests, real experts, true newsmakers, make sure you never miss the long form. Go to your favorite podcast platform, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review, share the links with your friends. And if you want to have a rip-roaring July 4th, join us for our Patriots Alaska cruise, almost full, 300 already registered. Check it out today, the itinerary, the cabins on the beautiful 5-star Eurodame liner, sebgorka.com. That's June 29th to July 6th. That's SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com, and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We've only just begun, and I'm already having fun. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay on this channel.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.